And great to be joined by 8th District Congressman Jason Smith on this legislative interview here. Going to talk government shutdown, border wall, some different things like that. This comes right after President Trump's address to the nation as well. But Jason, well into the third week of the government shutdown, and I know that everybody likes to talk about how the two sides are blaming one another, but I don't know if the American people are interested so much in that part of it, are they? What are you hearing?
You know, I held two town halls over Christmas week, a couple days after Christmas, in our congressional district, one in Poplar Bluff, one in Cuba, to directly hear from people in Southeast Missouri about how they felt about the government shutdown, how they felt like what was necessary to open the government, and how they feel about border security. And overwhelmingly, in our congressional district, people support the president in securing the border and building the wall. Nancy Pelosi happened to be vacationing in Hawaii while I'm hearing directly from our constituents. The people want me to stand with the president in Southeast Missouri in securing our border. But think about this. As the president said last night, there's 60,000 illegal immigrants that crossed the border last month and has been crossing the border for the last couple months along the southern border. 60,000 illegal immigrants. That is more than the whole population of Farmington and Cape Girardeau combined in our congressional district, crossing every month. And 90% of all the heroin is coming from the southern border. These are huge issues. Last year alone, 17,000 prior convicted criminals were caught along the southern border. These are things that need to be stopped. We need to secure our border. The president said it best last night. He's like, wealthy politicians have walls around their houses, their homes, because they want to protect the people inside who they love. This is all about protecting Americans who the president loves.
Is there only one method to accomplish that?
Oh, there's several methods. As the president said, there's areas where there needs to be a barrier. There's areas where other technology works. And this is all turned into such a political aspect, because if you look to prior Congresses, you've seen Senator Schumer and most of the Democrats support barriers along walls, including Hillary Clinton, including President Obama. But just because President Trump is the one asking for it, it's clearly politics, and they're opposed to it. Earlier last year, you saw Democrats in the United States Senate support $25 billion for building a wall. But now they're not supporting 5.7, which is 0.1% of all government spending. It's truly political. It's less than 10% of money that the Democrats have passed to support foreign aid.
So where and when do you think the movement will come?
Well, as the president and the vice president, we were with the vice president yesterday. I was talking with the vice president. As he said, we would just love for the Democrats to negotiate. Right now, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are not willing to negotiate. The president said last night on national TV, give me a 45-minute meeting and we can get this figured out. They are dead set in doing anything. They do not want to allow President Trump to have any kind of victory just because they do not like him.
You know, but at some point, the government shutdown can only last so long, can it not?
Well, we're in the second longest government shutdown in the history of our country right now, about to surpass, make it the longest. 25% of government is currently shut down. 75% is funded. The president has given numerous offers. And what Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi first started coming back with is, we won't even talk with you until you open up government. That's not any kind of negotiating, any kind of compromise. The president has made it crystal clear that he will negotiate, he will compromise. Nancy Pelosi said, I'll give you a dollar.
Jason, will all the employees who are not working right now, will they receive their full back pay?
In every Congress in the past during a shutdown, furloughed employees have received their back pay, but that has to be passed by Congress.
Yeah. What's your feel on it?
I believe it will.
Yeah.
I believe it will, because the federal employees should not be punished for the politics being played by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
And are you guys getting a lot of kickback from constituents and the public about the fact that congressmen, representatives, they are paid during this shutdown?
You know, in every shutdown, I've always given my pay back, not just withheld it. I've given it back, and I've already said that I will do the same thing. I'll give it to various charities, organizations. Last time around, I gave it to two different pregnancy resource centers and the community of Pinhook in Sykeston. I'll be doing the same thing here. So I just don't think it's right for me to be paid whenever federal employees who are working are not being paid.
Yeah, and I do remember that as well. Do many of your colleagues share that perspective?
There's a few. Some are just withholding pay, and then some are donating their pay as well, yeah. But not all of them.
Okay, all right. So do you have a prediction for us?
You know, I think that if Nancy and Chuck just decide to negotiate a little bit, I think the president and Nancy and Chuck can get an agreement. Right now, they're not even willing to negotiate with the president. So this could be a fairly long process.
Jason, are Social Security checks going out to people who depend on those?
Yes. Social Security checks are going out. The military is completely funded. 75% of government is funded. So the post office is funded. These are items that you don't have to worry about. Medicare is properly taken care of, so seniors don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Well, with all the strife and everything, we're going to talk some good news as well. Part of your job, and I know that it's a job that's particularly gratifying to you, is you get to recommend people for our service academies. And another one of our local students you recommended to the Air Force. And in fact, her name is Maddie Mannion from Park Hill. She goes to Park Hill Central High School. And it was only a year ago that you recommended her brother Luke to the Army Academy, and this year you'd recommended Maddie Mannion to the Air Force Academy.
It's great. Maddie is an incredible young lady, and she will represent our congressional district very well at the Air Force Academy. It's great because whenever we nominated her brother to West Point last year, I can remember her coming up to me, and she's like, "Congressman, I'm going to be asking for your nomination to the Air Force Academy, and I hope that I can fulfill your requirements." And she's going to serve our district well. Very proud of her. We got the notice of the official appointment just right before Christmas. She's going to do a spectacular job. And, of course, you know, her family has to be extremely proud to have their daughter going to the Air Force Academy and their son Lucas at West Point.
Yeah, and I know they are. Something that we'd asked you about earlier on, and this came after some of the tariffs had been levied. There is a corporation in Poplar Bluff, Mid-Continent Nail, and I know I'd spoken with you about this, and you had actually talked with them. They were looking for an exemption because they've had to lay off 200 workers. They import the metal for their nails. They've not been able to gather that exemption yet, and so they are still struggling in that respect. Have you heard any more on that?
You know, there's over 10,000 various companies and products looking for an exemption through Secretary Ross through the Department of Commerce, and they're one of them within the whole line. Department of Commerce is one of those agencies that is not funded throughout this shutdown, so that's putting a roadblock in itself. I do know with the negotiation that the administration has had with Canada and Mexico on the new NAFTA agreement, the tariffs in regards to steel and aluminum were not included. It's a separate item that the administration is still negotiating. There is still a promise in the future that that may be taken care of. The big issue there, of course, Mid-Continent Nail is a Mexican-owned company where they have roughly 10,000 employees, and 9,000 of those employees are in Mexico, which are some of the issues that the president has had concerns with of companies doing business in other countries at the detriment of U.S. citizens.
Yeah. You introduced the No Abortion Bonds Act here recently. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
You know, since 1976, under the Hyde Amendment, we've made it where there's no public funding for abortions. However, there's apparently a tax definitely tax holes that have allowed municipal bonds for state and local municipalities to be used tax-free in building buildings. What we have found is that abortion clinics have been used to build these facilities, and our bill just virtually eliminates that, does not allow any tax-free bonds to be used to build abortion clinics.
Well, and would that be from, if passed, would that be from this point moving forward, or would there be any retroactivity with that?
It would definitely be from this point moving forward.
Yeah, this point moving forward. And how do you feel about how that bill will be received?
You know, with Nancy Pelosi in charge, it's hard to tell. In the United States Senate, I think it will be received very well. I mean, think about this. When Nancy took the speakership last Thursday, in her first 6 hours, she passed a rules package that made it easier to raise everyone's taxes. She also eliminated the debt ceiling that made it where basically you have an unlimited line of credit to continue to increase our national debt. And one of her members filed an articles of impeachment against the president. It doesn't look like it's going to be a fun time for conservatives in the House of Representatives.
Jason, thanks so much for your time. Hopefully next time we talk, we'll be past this government shutdown, huh?
I hope so, Chad. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right. 8th District Congressman Jason Smith joining us on this legislative interview right here on Regional Radio.